Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very bizarre story this weekend from the Pacific Northwest, where a commercial airplane took off from SeaTac International Airport and crashed into a small island in the Puget Sound. Richard Russell was a worker at the airport and basically stole the plane and took off. The Horizon Air Q400, a turboprop plane that seats 76. So this guy takes off in the plane, does loops, barrel rolls, dives, has some repartee with air traffic controllers, and then crashes the plane into Puget Sound, into the island there on Puget Sound. So nobody was hurt, nobody was injured, but it does lead to a lot of questions. So to answer some of those, we bring in aviation expert and former airline executive Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Morning to you.
So this employee steals a plane and then crashes it. From a security standpoint, how did this possibly happen?
That's a great question. And there's a lot of people that are going to desperately try to answer that. And the idea that an airline employee could gain access to an aircraft in a maintenance hangar, piece of cake. To tow it by yourself out of that hangar, a little bit problematic, but can be done. But for that individual to gain access to the flight deck and then start that airplane after reportedly having zero flight experience at all is astounding. The idea that they could then taxi that aircraft down the taxiway to an active runway and then take that airplane off and then, conduct several aerobatic maneuvers and fly over an hour is it's mind-boggling. And we're just very thankful at this point in time that we are dealing with something that was not a terrorist incident, because no fighter jet in the world would have been able to respond in time had there been criminal intent here with the idea of using that aircraft as some sort of a terrorist instrument.
Jay, which is more shocking, that he was able to do this in the midst of everything going on there, but that he was able to get away with this from a security standpoint, or that he was actually able to fly the plane?
Well, taking off is easier than landing. So I would say the first part would be probably more surprising, because when you talk about the number of people that are at the nation's ninth busiest airport, the idea that someone didn't see something before that aircraft was able to taxi well down the taxiway is one of the many things investigators are going to be looking at. They're going to try to see, look, did this guy act alone? Has there been any other time in his history where he's been, where he shouldn't have been from an authorization standpoint? Was there anything that could have pointed us to what was happening beforehand? Because we're spending billions of dollars right now on security inside the airport. We're not spending that much outside the airport. And when you're talking about airplanes that are at airports that remain overnight, you know, not only at Seattle, but, you know, Casper, Wyoming, and Lynchburg, Virginia, and Toledo, Ohio, you're talking about airports that don't have what we would consider extraordinary levels of security. And the idea that people that could use these types of airports and airplanes are for some sort of criminal intent at any time during the overnight is a scary, scary situation. It's one of the reasons that there's going to be a lot of discussion as far as what can we do to reduce the likelihood of this happening again. We are fortunate no one other than the individual that stole the airplane was killed. But I'll tell you, we may owe this troubled young man a big-time thank you for exposing a gaping hole in security that before Friday night, few people considered as a possibility.
We're talking to aviation expert Jay Ratliff. Jay, after 9/11, there was this huge circling the wagons of security. And so now do you see possibly another whole layer of of trying to figure out what we can do to make these airports more secure?
Well, I think so, and I think really that you know, the FAA really needs to have each of these 450 commercial airports around the country conduct an immediate review of their aircraft security protocol to basically ensure that this type of incident does not happen again, because we have to have some enhanced security measures in place with increased communication between the tower, the airline, airport security personnel, the airline workers, so that, look, if you've got an aircraft that's taxing for takeoff, you have to have a rapid response to whatever it takes. If it means the airport police shooting out the tires, if it means positioning ground equipment in the way where the aircraft could not taxi on the taxiway, whatever you have to do. Because this isn't like, you know, stealing the keys to your dad's car, jumping in the car, and you're gone. It takes time to get that aircraft in position to take off. And, you know, I did think that the air traffic control did an incredible job of trying to talk with this young man calmly and trying to keep him on point and focused. Because, look, those men and women in the tower, they practice and train for a lot of contingencies. I don't think this is one of them. And yet they did an incredible job of trying to get this guy to focus and to land that airplane. You know, we're going to learn a lot through all of this. And with the cockpit voice recorders being recovered last night, hopefully we'll be able to determine if he was talking to himself during the course of the time he was on that airplane that might give investigators more information than what we have right now.
Jay, real quick before we let you go, isn't it ironic that this happens after just last week it was reported the TSA was considering cutting back security at some smaller airports?
Yeah, but, you know, a TSA presence wouldn't have prevented this, because you're talking about someone that has the credentials to be in the area that he was in. And what's really going to be called into question is, was there anything in his 10-year background check that all airline employees have to go through that was missed that needs to be fixed and fixed immediately?
Great stuff. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Aviation expert and former airline exec, Jay Ratliff.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.